I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's your Eastern Sierra News. Well, the U.S. forest updates for the Rock Fire and Cinder Complex are planned to be produced once a day now in the evening, and we will post them when we get them on Facebook and Instagram. Monday afternoon, July 27th, fiber optic lines were damaged by the Rock Fire Cinder Complex, causing our emergency alert notifications to be sent out at different times throughout the day and night, depending on the cell phone carrier, user, and type of phones. We sincerely apologize for the inconvenient alerts, and we appreciate your diligence in keeping up to date with what's going on. Please be advised, we'll be continuing issuing daily renewals of the evacuation order warnings that remain in place due to the legal requirement. Well, Monday night, Mayor Pro Tem Dennis Friend presented outgoing City Clerk Robin Pickin with a city coin, and the rest of the council thanked her tremendously for the service she has given the city of Bishop. They wished her well on a great retirement and presented her with a cake and a plaque to honor her for her public service. Allison Bishop will take her place as the next city clerk starting next month. For pictures, head out to sierrawave.net. The National Park Service announced that Death Valley National Park will begin an $82 million infrastructure project this fall to modernize two critical water systems and a water wastewater system funded through President Donald J. Trump's Great American Outdoors Act Legacy Restoration Fund. The three-year project will improve essential infrastructure responsible for providing safe drinking water and reliable wastewater treatment for park visitors, employees, hotels, campgrounds, and the Timbisha Shoshone tribe. Reliable drinking water and wastewater systems are fundamental to every visitor's experience and to the people who live and work in Death Valley, the hottest and driest national park in the country, said Mike Reynolds, Death Valley National Park Superintendent. The Great American Outdoors Act investment will strengthen these essential systems and ensure reliable water and wastewater services for visitors, employees, and the Timbisha Shoshone tribe for decades to come. Like we said, construction is slated to begin this fall and will be phased to minimize disruptions to visitors and park operations. While short localized water outages may occur, visitors and residents can expect continued access to safe drinking water and reliable sanitation throughout the project. Temporary impacts will include reduced parking in some areas for construction staging. Any service changes or closures will be announced on the park website at nps.gov/DEVA. Well, according to the CHP's 2025 vehicle theft fact sheet, thieves stole more than 133,000 vehicles statewide in 2025, about 25% fewer than the 176,203 stolen in 2024. Vehicle theft is not a victimless crime. It fuels organized criminal activity and creates hardships for families across California. The CHP remains committed to holding offenders accountable, recovering stolen vehicles, and working with law enforcement partners to make our communities safer, CHP Commissioner Sean Durye. On average, a vehicle was stolen in California about every 4 minutes in 2025. Of the 133,372 vehicles stolen statewide last year, 84% were recovered for a total of 111,661 vehicles. More than half of the recovered vehicles returned to their owners in a drivable condition. Okay, here's something important from the National Weather Service. Bottom line up front, unseasonably hot. Weather Forecast Office out of Las Vegas, Nevada says widespread major to extreme heat expected Thursday through at least Sunday evening. It's showing for Owens Valley, our area, here Saturday and Sunday, extreme. So extreme heat warnings and heat advisories are in fact potential near all-time August record heat. Keep plenty of water, stay hydrated, try to stay indoors where it's cool. I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.